They're getting ready for the fair outside of Everbank Field. The Jaguars are getting ready for the New York Jets. That's Sunday at MetLife Stadium in Week 9. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shattuck with you. Jaguars back to work Wednesday, coming off the bye week, a little healthier than they've been the past few weeks. We'll get to the health of the team coming up. The AFC South, though, is up for grabs. The Jaguars are 2-5. But they're only a half game out of the division lead. And for the first time in a long time, the Jaguars have a realistic shot if, that's a big if, they handle the business the next few weeks.
You know, fortunate enough to be at 2-5 and end the talk, right? So I think, but the guys do a good job of making sure that, you know, this is, you know, our championship game just like it is every other week.
It seems like it's just handing us the AFC South, you know, and for us, I mean, we got to take advantage of it. We got to continue to do what we do, continue to play our ball, and continue to get better as a team. You know, it's really there for anybody to take. We got to make sure we can go and take it.
A few Wednesday notes. Left guard Zane Beadle's out of practice with a foot injury. If he can't go this week, the Jags will look at Luke Bowenko and Tyler Shatley. Safety Josh Evans held out of practice with a groin issue on Wednesday. And rookie safety James Sample worked today without a red jersey. That's a significant step closer to the field after the shoulder injury. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier. The Jags, John, are in the hunt for the first time in a long time. I say in the hunt. It's still very early, of course, early November. But how does this young team handle this?
Well, I guess you can say all you want that they're not talking about it. But in the meeting today, Gus Bradley talked about it.
Okay.
And he laid it out for him, which he should. You know, you want to make sure the players understand where you're at. At the same time, he said what you would expect him to say, which is still focus on what we do, what we are. There's no reason to let the fact that you're a half game out of first place, even at 2-5, overwhelm you. But, yes, this team now essentially has a second chance at this season. You know, I don't think you would have thought 2-5 would have you in the hunt. But if you – whatever opportunities this team lets slip away early, forget it. As the midway point starts, they are in it.
A lot of football left to play, and they'll do that at least starting this run a little healthier than they were before the bye week. The bye week always helps with health, but for the first time in a while, this is a pretty healthy team.
Well, there's a couple of things. Zane Beadles is still working at trying to play on Sunday. In talking to him in the locker room earlier today, he has not ruled himself out for it. Things still work a little. We'll see. Overall, I think it's more about not necessarily guys who have been on the injury report, but guys who are just getting healthier. Blake Bortles' shoulder has to feel better after a week off, et cetera, et cetera. So they should be a healthier team. And I guess whatever fresh, whatever those words mean, they should be a lot more ready and a lot fresher as the second half or the last nine games start.
Alan Hearns is one of those guys, too, has been playing through
same situation,
a lot
right.
of little situations like that. The New York Jets are a team that they have playoff aspirations, at least in the wild card situation in their division right now. Questions at quarterback, though. They had a tough loss last week against Oakland. All of this adding up, the Jags schedule ahead, the health of the team, the Jets issues – it's a big game on Sunday.
It's a winnable game, which we've said a million times this season, or it feels like it, yeah. And they've won some. They haven't won some. It's a big game for the Jets. They were 4-1 and have lost two in a row. So if there's any urgency, it should be on both sides, I guess what I'm getting at. Mm-hmm. It's a big game, and this team hasn't been involved in that kind of a game in a long time. Certainly if you look at the Jets, it's as winnable, and I hate to use that quote, but it's certainly out there. As the theme is for today, it's there for the taking. It's time for them to go take something.
We'll see if this young team can move forward as the week goes along and get something done in New York this Sunday. Back to work Thursday. All the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.